This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Reuters news agency says that two of its journalists who have been jailed for violating Myanmar's colonial-era Official Secrets Act have been released from prison. Hua Lone and Kyo So-woo were convicted last September and sentenced to 7 years in prison. The pair were covering the brutal military campaign in northwestern Rakhine State that drove nearly 700,000 Rohingya Muslims across the border into Bangladesh in August of 2017. They were arrested in December of that year after meeting with two police officers at a restaurant. And given a stack of documents, the pair were investigating the massacre of 10 Rohingya Bai police and soldiers in the village of Nden. The United States is speeding up the arrival of a naval aircraft carrier strike group to the Arabian Sea after concerns Iran may be planning an attack against American or allied targets. VOA White House correspondent Steve Herman.
A number of troubling and escalatory indications and warnings linked to Iran prompted the United States to deploy an aircraft carrier strike group and bomber task force to the Middle East, according to an unusual statement from National Security Advisor John Bolton. Bolton says the dispatch is intended to send a clear and unmistakable message to Iran that any attack on U.S. interests or on those of its allies will be met with unrelenting force. President Donald Trump has not commented directly on this, but in remarks to the Army's football team in the White House Rose Garden on Monday, he remarked the United States right now has the greatest military the world has ever known. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Former Goldman Sachs Group Inc. banker Roger Ng pleaded not guilty to criminal charges linked to a multi-billion-dollar scandal at the Malaysian State Investment Fund, 1MDB, in an appearance at federal court in New York.